So Darian walked in with a container, and she brought me one of the items that was in the container. And the moment you walked into the studio, I got a big smile on my face, mainly because the smell of this delectable little piece of dessert that you brought me hit me right away.
It's such a great smell. Oh. We were talking about cookies, and that's what it is. It's a cookie sandwich today, actually. And cookies just have the best smell. They always like linger, and it just makes you happy.
It just soaks into your brain and floats up into your memory bank, and it's just like, oh yeah, all of the good things are associated with that smell of cookies.
Oh, of course.
It's awesome. So this one, I'm looking at it. It looks pretty normal. There's something great about the simplicity of it. So I'm gonna guess here.
Okay.
So we got cookie top and bottom. So like you said, cookie sandwich. But sugar cookie and the filling, there's a nice, happy, healthy filling of, looks like icing?
Yes.
Cream cheese icing?
Cream cheese icing. Okay. Not a sugar cookie.
Not a sugar cookie. Okay.
No, it's a shortbread cookie.
Ooh, no kidding. Oh, boy. I love shortbread. It's one of my favorite things in the whole world. Okay, so we
got... this is called a melting moment. It's from the 1960s. So you can just... imagine what it's going to be like when you take a bite into it.
I almost don't want to bite it. It smells so good, D-Ray.
Don't worry. There's extra in the hallway.
Okay, good. Okay, all right. Here we go.
I really like the icing with the like shortbread-esque cookie. I wouldn't have thought to put that like buttercream icing onto it, which I should have. It's such a buttercream icing goes on everything, but yeah.
So, Darian.
Okay. Tell me.
What's this called again?
This is a melting moment.
That is the perfect, like, and I mean the perfect name for this cookie.
It basically melts in your mouth as you're eating it. It's so good.
That shortbread is done so well that it, as you bite into it, just kind of becomes part of what, like, it just fills your mouth with flavor.
And it, like, almost incorporates with the icing to make it just a little bit more sweeter. It's so good.
That is terrific. I'm going to need a moment myself here, I think.
That's all right.
I'm just reeling over how good this is. Okay, so melting moment cookie. You said from 1960s?
Yes.
So this is very decadent. Is it like you said, with that icing in there, the way the shortbread comes together with it?
Lots of butter in this recipe.
I used
it was 2.5 cups of butter for the whole recipe. That's with the cookies and with the icing. Mm. So much butter was used for this recipe, which is completely different than what we're used to.
Right? All of the different, like, 1930s, 1940s stuff. No butter at all. But this one is so rich and decadent. And
it feels fancy almost, the shortbread with the icing.
And I'm just sitting here melting over this cookie because the melting moment cookie is a winner. Darian, another huge home run. Or touchdown, or what? We're getting close to Super Bowl. We'll call it a touchdown.
Touchdown. This one's a touchdown.
There you go. It's terrific. Thank you so much for bringing us the melting moment cookies. Getting in the baking time machine once a week here with D-Ray. It is always so much fun to taste the wares, and I'm so happy I'm your guinea pig.
Oh, I'm glad that you're able to eat all of the different baking. Melt in the moment.